Reporting local news, this is Wayne Cruzy. A child that had been abducted from Fairbury has been found safe. On February 20th, the Fairbury Police Department received a report of a missing two-month-old child. Authorities confirmed the missing two-month-old child has been found and is alive and safe in a Fairbury hospital. The alleged suspect, Ernst Howard, is in custody, according to authorities. The Kansas State High School Activities Association hosted regional wrestling tournaments across the state this weekend. The Marysville Bulldogs qualified 10 wrestlers for the state wrestling tournament in Wichita. Those qualifying include Jacob Stellings, Chance Height, Ethan Crownover, Skylar Widmer, Chris Dieters, Jacob Minsmeyer, Jacob Stryker, Nick Ackerman, Caleb Vogelsberg, and Tristan Denimore. Ernie Heisterman, age 66 of Barnes, passed away Thursday. Funeral service will be Tuesday at 10 a.m. at Emmanuel Lutheran Church, west of Lynn. Burial at God's Hill Cemetery, south of Barnes. Ward Funeral Home, Washington, in charge of arrangements for Ernie Heisterman.
You work hard, day in and day out, and you deserve a bank that does the same for you. A bank that takes care of business, that delivers on their promises. A bank that gets the big J-O-B done. Well, United Bank and Trust is that bank. A hometown bank with deep roots in all of the nine Kansas communities they serve, United Bank and Trust offers the best commercial, home, and ag loans. After all, it's what you deserve. United Bank and Trust. You bank, we deliver. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu Tuesday, pulled pork on a bun, broccoli and cauliflower salad, rosy applesauce, and a brownie. Wednesday, Swedish meatballs, noodles, a roll, peas and carrots, and apricots. Check of a school and community calendar at senior night for Marysville High basketball teams hosting Wamego.
Live, work, and play at the Bulldog Community in Marysville. They're now open and leasing, featuring one- and two-bedroom apartments and three-bedroom townhomes. Enjoy a non-smoking safe community featuring well-lit door-to-door parking, 24-hour maintenance, local management, private access, lawn care, snow removal, and washer and dryer hookups. In addition, our townhomes have attached garages with door openers and private patios. Call Metro Plains Management today at 562-2811 or visit our website at metroplainsmanagement.com and let us introduce you to your new home. Hurry, as we are filling fast.
You don't have to look far to find one of Southeast Nebraska's finest orthopedic specialists. Right here in Beatrice, Nebraska, Dr. Derek Weichel is ready to offer you the latest in orthopedic care and the best in one-on-one attention. If you are looking for an orthopedic surgeon for your hip or knee replacement, rotator cuff repair, carpal tunnel surgery, or fracture management, give Dr. Weichel a call today at Beatrice Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, located inside Beatrice Community Hospital.
Incredible care, incredibly close. Beatrice Community Hospital and Health Center.
Have you or someone you know been hurt by domestic violence or sexual assault? We may be able to help. We are Relationships Can, a ministry of Catholic Charities of Northeast Kansas. We help strengthen families in 11 counties to help create safe, healthy relationships. Our services are free and confidential. Find out more about Relationships Can at 913-621-1504.
Here's your KNDY Weather Eye forecast, powered by weatherology.com, for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. As an area of low pressure passes far off to our south across the Gulf Coast states, and another trough of low pressure looks to miss us off to the north. In between here, expecting at least some partial sunshine across the area. Those highs looking to push up into the upper 40s to near that 50-degree mark by this afternoon, and winds becoming breezy out of the north. Then for tonight, dry, partly cloudy conditions, lows in the upper 20s, and a good deal of sunshine expected both Wednesday and into your Thursday coming up, with highs still well into the 40s. Taking a closer look at your forecast, for today, look for partial sunshine, those high temperatures working up into the upper 40s. Lover winds becoming breezy, turning to the north. Then for tonight, partly cloudy skies, back to a low of 28. On your Wednesday, good deal of sunshine with highs reaching the upper 40s. And looking at to the day on Thursday, high of 43. I'm meteorologist Michael Caro.
Knowing what the weather will be is important to you. It helps you determine what you should have the kids wear to the bus stop, or if you'll have the chance to get that outdoor project completed. Weatherology.com eliminates the frustrations associated with other online weather websites and incorporates the latest social networking tools to enhance the quality of true, up-to-the-minute weather. Take Weatherology.com with you wherever you go by downloading the free mobile app for Android and iPhone. Weatherology.com, the science of weather simplified and socialized.
You've depended on KNDY Radio to get all your local news, weather, and sports updates. Now you can depend on KNDYRadio.com as well, where you can find everything you've heard, missed, and more. Let KNDY keep you informed when severe weather strikes, and listen to your area high school football and basketball broadcasts, even if you're miles away from home, with our Listen Live feature. You can also look to KNDYRadio.com for school closings when the weather's rough. Make KNDYRadio.com your number one source for everything local and so much more.
As the winter days drudge on, Rust Eaters at Seneca Furniture has the cure for cabin fever. Specials throughout the store, deals in every department, sales to take your winter blues away. Find over 90 recliners, lots of sofas and reclining sofas, selections to please everyone. Seneca Furniture with heels at three locations, 26 North 4th Street, 515 Main, and 408 Main in Seneca. It's a cabin fever sale at Seneca Furniture. On now.
Along with the tough new 2016 Chevy Silverado pickups, the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville has the new Chevy Colorado, a 2016 Chevy Malibu, and Impala, the new 2016 Buick LaCrosse and Enclave, the new 2016 Chevy Equinox. All yours at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville. Tuesday night tip-offs, Marysville hosting Wamego live on KNDY AM 1570 FM 94.1, streaming on our website, KNDYRadio.com. Hanover will host Centralia. Valley Heights tips off at Axtell. Frankfort home to Lynn, and Washington County will host Clifton Clyde.
Speed and accuracy are keys for the Wildcats. Speed and accuracy are also key to getting your sprayer filled and back to the field. The Quick Draw Automated Sprayer Tender System from Surefire Ag meters, mixes, and loads a 1,000-gallon four-chemical spray batch in just under 8 minutes. Less time loading means you cover more acres during optimal conditions. Speed is key, but nothing if you're not accurate. Quick Draw utilizes micro-motion mass meter technology, accurate to less than 0.5%. Quick Draw Automated Sprayer Tender from Surefire Ag.
News that affects profitability and decisions made on your farm or ranch happens around the clock and around the world. You don't have to wait until an appointed news time to get the big story. AgView.net is a site committed to bringing you the news important to you. Compared with other sites that give you every story they can find and leave you to sort it out, AgView.net has people with real-world agriculture experience that separates the wheat from the chaff to give you the stories and interviews that matter most to you. AgView.net.
Weighing in with a total bale capacity of 4,440 pounds, introducing Hay Busters 2660 and 2665 Bale Busters!
When it comes to range feeding, bedding, and erosion control, Hay Busters' latest and greatest shreds bales in any condition better and throws straw farther than the competition. Get one in your corner. Visit haybuster.info to find a dealer. Hay Buster Bale Busters, haymakers that pack a punch.
Just in at New Frontier Ag in McCook, Nebraska, some amazing trade-ins. A 2012 John Deere 7215R tractor with only 1,800 hours, rear duals, Command Quad IVT transmission, GPS receiver, AutoTrack activation. Check out a like-new 2015 300-hour John Deere 6170M tractor with the John Deere H380 loader and grapple. Or an AgChem 1286R Rogator with full GPS suite and all the options for only $99.5. New Frontier Ag, 308-340-8989, or check the website, newfrontierag.com.
This is an Ag Business Update powered by AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. The Senate Ag Committee will mark up Chairman Pat Roberts' GMO labeling bill on Thursday. He released a draft of the bill last week that drew applause from many agriculture groups, but it's unclear if Democrats will be able to ignore pressure from pro-labeling groups unhappy with the measure. The senator's bill serves as an abbreviated 7-page draft compared to the 37-page measure that was introduced by Kansas Congressman Mike Pompeo, which passed the House in July by a 275-150 vote. The Senate bill would require USDA to set voluntary national food labeling standards for genetically engineered food and preempt state labeling laws on both GMO foods and seed and require USDA to provide consumers with information on the benefits of biotechnology, according to the draft. Now, Roberts did say he is open to amendments to the bill, which he hopes will stop the labeling law of Vermont from going into effect July of this year. A Los Angeles-based advisory group is expecting more ethanol industry consolidation this year. Ocean Park Advisors said with dampened expectations for future margins, they expect any remaining non-strategic player to explore exits. The report notes that 94 standalone ethanol plants in the U.S. account for 5.3 billion gallons, or 35% of domestic production. Further, they predict boards of standalone plants will continue to weigh the benefits and risks of remaining independent in an industry that continues to consolidate. The finance advisory said it tracked 10 transactions last year worth an estimated $750 million to $850 million involving 13 plants with more than 800 million gallons per year in production capacity. Find more ag information online anytime, agview.net. With this Ag Business Update, powered by agview.net, I'm Ken Rogers.